the ride. Please don't enjoy the ride. Yeah.
And now more Operation Freedom. Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to our main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here for you every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern. We're live 2 to 5 Eastern on Sundays. But we're available 24-7 at DaveJanda.com. Stop on by. You will not be disappointed. You will, guaranteed. There are very few things in life that are guaranteed. This is, you go to DaveJanda.com. There's a tremendous amount of free public content. But if you want the real in-depth information that puts you months and years ahead of the curve, that costs you 30 cents a day for priceless information to be on our subscription platform and benefit from our email service that we provide as well. Puts you months, years ahead of the curve. We hope you'll stop on by, because when you do stop on by DaveJanda.com, either the free or the public side or the subscription side, you will be educated and empowered and be provided information you will not get from the bought-off lamestream fake media. My next guest is someone who, frankly, it's not an overstatement, has put his life on the line by focusing on your economic and financial well-being. Bill Holter, after a lengthy career in financial services, retired in 2006 and moved his family out of the United States because he saw something coming. Well, something did come in 2007 and 2008. And then Bill returned in 2011 and currently makes his home in the great state of Texas. Bill joined Miles Franklin, Miles, M-I-L-E-S, Franklin.com as an associate writer in 2012 and posted commentaries there. And Bill continues to be a precious metals broker at Miles Franklin, MilesFranklin.com. Bottom line, folks, Bill Holter is one of the best forensic economic analysts in the world. I encourage you to visit his website, Bill Holter, HOLTER.com. It is chock full of very important information that the bought off lamestream fake media does not want you to know about. Why? Because frankly, if you're financially destitute or financially in trouble, you are an easier target for them to strip you of your remaining finances, your freedom, your liberty, your future, and your life. And that is not an overstatement. If you doubt me, think about what they perpetrated on you that became knowledgeable over the past 3 years. Your enemy, the cult, is evil. And as George Carlin pointed out earlier in this show on that audio tape, they hate you. They despise you. But Bill loves you. And we know that because of the great insight he has provided over the years as a regular on this platform. It's my honor to welcome back the great Bill Holter. Bill, welcome back.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill, on Friday, July 7th, I believe one of the most significant announcements occurred since I have been doing this radio show on the financial world for the past almost 13 years. And that is when the Russian embassy, through RT, provided an announcement that the BRICS countries were going to go to a gold-backed currency to, if you will, replace the credit-backed U.S. dollar that, since the Bretton Woods Agreement, has been used as the reserve currency of the world. Bill, am I overstating that information release that occurred on Friday, July 7th?
No, it's bombshell news. If this was, say, 40 years ago, then you could look at it and say, well, you know, it's news out of TASS or whatever. It's bogus news. But the bogus news now comes out of the West. It does not come out of the East. And Dave, all you need to do is go back to, well, almost 20 years ago. There was a picture of Vladimir Putin holding, I believe it was a 100-ounce gold bar. And they don't do things willy-nilly. I mean, there was a purpose behind that picture. And they believe in and have always spoken of free and fair settlement. And with the U.S. dollar, you know, easily or freely printable, they view accepting dollars for trade as not fair or free settlement. In other words, the United States has run a model, I call it the never pay model. They just pay with dollars, and what are dollars worth? They're only worth what someone believes they're worth and will accept them, but they're not true settlement. It's something for nothing.
So, Bill, I want to, some people, I mentioned this clip earlier in the show. Some people believe that I'm overstating what that announcement meant. Well, the BRICS are having a meeting the end of August, August 22nd through 24th of this year, 2023. And this is what they refer to in that announcement. And the Shanghai Cooperative Organization has been talking that they're going to merge with BRICS, and they're going to discuss this at a meeting in the next couple weeks. So I want to play the clip, Bill, from this was through the Russian embassy on RT on Friday, July 7th. And let's just play a brief portion of that clip and then your take. Derek, hit it.
The BRICS group is set to introduce a new currency backed by gold, in contrast to the credit-backed US dollar, with countries lining up to join the growing initiative.
The BRICS countries are planning to introduce a new trading currency, which will be backed by gold. More and more countries recently expressed desire to join BRICS.
The decision comes a month ahead of scheduled alliance summit in Johannesburg, South Africa. 41 countries have since shown their interest in BRICS membership and its new currency implementation. Russia's foreign ministry has stated that if African states show enthusiasm, the group's expansion may also be on a Russia-Africa summit's agenda in the end of July. As of now, the BRICS group remains comprised of Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa. Former Statistician General of South Africa, Pali Lehola, says the gold bank's currency will facilitate the advancement of developing countries.
So we have this BRICS meeting at the end of August. We have Russia meeting with the African countries about joining this initiative. We have the Shanghai Cooperative Organization that I believe, Bill, tell me if I'm wrong, already has a gold trading platform already in place that's talking about merging into this BRICS administration. Bill, this is not just the death knell of the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. It is the death of the reserve currency of the world being the dollar. Am I off?
No, you're exactly right. And if you use the analogy of a poker game, the U.S. bluff with a jack high at best has just been called. You know, I mean, our all-in bet on the dollar has been called.
So on Friday, July 7th, the dollar plummeted in value on the foreign exchange markets. There were people trying to say, well, that seems to be a significant reaction because of the jobs number. Bill, it wasn't a reaction to the jobs number. It was some people lining up trades against the dollar because of this announcement. Am I off?
Right. No, I think you're absolutely correct.
So, Bill, play this out over the next month as we progress down this, I don't know, steep downward climb or death spiral of the dollar.
Well, first, you will probably see weakness. And remember the DXY, the USDX index, that is strictly a currency versus currency index. So it's fiat currencies versus fiat currencies. But I do believe you will see a drop of the dollar versus other fiat currencies, because what this will do, if the dollar is no longer needed to pay for oil, to pay for trade, et cetera, then these countries that have amassed dollar reserves, why do they need them? I mean, their logical move would be to sell dollars and replace with yuan, or replace with rubles, or replace with the new BRICS currency. So you're probably going to see very major weakness in the dollar versus other fiat currencies. Now you're also going to see, and when that happens, you will see the cost of goods going higher, the cost of a cup of coffee, the cost of anything. You're also likely to see gold and silver move much higher, moving into the latter part of August when they make the announcement and flip the switch. This is big, big news. This is the equivalent of August 15, 1971, when we went off the gold standard.
And when we look around the world, Bill, large sovereign entities, Russia, China, India, Turkey, Malaysia, Indonesia, India, they've all been accumulating precious metals hand over foot, in addition to central banks around the world have been accumulating hard physical, not paper, hard physical gold and silver assets. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's correct. And they've known this was coming. As of right now, I believe there are 83 nations that have applied for inclusion with the BRICS. And as I understand it, July 4th, Iran joined. And I don't think July 4th was just a random day. I think they chose that day on purpose.
Yet this government in the United States, Canada, the West, they do everything in their power to dissuade their citizenry from purchasing physical gold and physical silver.
Right, and it's been that way. Well, it's been that way for 50 years. It's been that way since 1971. And the reason being, what has held the West up, what has held the U.S. financial system and the Western financial system up, has been the dollar, has been, and morphing from the dollar, are U.S. treasuries. I mean, think about the deficits that we've run. We've run $32 trillion worth of deficits over time. And in order to keep the demand for treasuries, they've had to suppress the price of gold, suppress the price of silver, and then point to the price and say gold bad, dollar good. And, you know, that allowed them to borrow way more than we should ever have been allowed to borrow.
But with this announcement, Bill, the suppression of the cult of hard assets becomes much more difficult, doesn't it? Is that just hopium?
Well, no, it becomes virtually impossible because the mechanics. So follow this through. They come out with a gold-backed currency that is not convertible. And going forward, I don't think you'll ever see a currency that's convertible, because whenever in the past there was a convertible currency, ultimately it gets overprinted, investors convert it, and then the gold that's been stockpiled ends up gone. It gets converted. So what you're going to see here, the mechanics of it, is so you have some of this gold-backed currency. You can then go to the Shanghai Exchange, deposit that currency, and have gold delivered to you. So it's a clunky way to convert it, but there is a convertibility factor to this. And rightly so, because, you know, what good is a currency that has gold backing but you can't get gold with it. So you've got to manually do it, but there is a way to do that.
Now, Bill, some people might be saying, well, wait now, this puts the United States in a pretty good position because, well, the United States government must have a huge amount of physical silver stockpiled. Well, let's first go talk about silver and then let's talk about gold, Bill. So, Bill, how much does the United States government have silver stockpiled in their reserves?
Officially zero.
Okay. Zero. Okay, so now let's turn to gold. Well, wait. We know that Fort Knox, West Point, other facilities, they're chocked full to the rafters with gold. In fact, we reportedly, Bill, we have 8,300 tons, don't we, of gold on behalf of the United States government, Bill, do we?
That's the story. At one point in time, we had 20,000 metric tons. By 1971, we were down to 8,300 metric tons, and that's when Nixon took us off the gold standard and the dollar was no longer convertible into our gold. The thing is, there's not been an audit of Fort Knox, West Point, Denver, you know, the vaults. There's not been an audit since 1956. And, you know, a logical person would think, well, why hasn't there been an audit? And the government's answer to that is, oh, well, it's too expensive to perform an audit. That has been their excuse.
Yeah, we could send $150 billion to Ukraine, but we can't pay a couple million for an audit.
Right. Yeah, or the state of California can come up with $7 trillion in reparations, but they can't spend, you know, $10 million or $20 million to do an audit, exactly.
So, remember right after Trump was sworn in, about a month after he was sworn in, his Treasury Secretary, who was a Goldman Sachs dweeb alumnus, Mnuchin, he sent Mnuchin to Fort Knox. Remember that goat rodeo trip, Bill? Remember that?
I remember it well.
Right. So Mnuchin, who also, after he did his stint at Goldman Sachs, criminal banking syndicate office operation, he was in the movie business, and he's outside Fort Knox, and he says, wouldn't it be interesting, wouldn't it make an interesting movie if I actually went in there and there was no gold there, okay? So he hangs out in there for, I don't know, like an hour, and he comes out, no audit, as you said, nothing going on. He comes out, and they ask him, hey, what do you think about all that gold in there? What did you think about all that? What? His answer was, quote, gold is good, end quote.
That's exactly what he said, and he did not even use the word the. He didn't even say the gold is good. He just said gold is good, which is an obvious fact.
So, Bill, if you and I decided to do a Thelma and Louise road trip, and we went to Fort Knox, and we got in there, what do you think we find?
Well, we wouldn't get in there, Dave, because not even senators have been allowed in there.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess is we have less than 1,000 tons left. That's, you know, just a personal guess, but who knows? There might be zero. And Canada, I don't know the exact number, but I think Canada officially has something like 240 ounces. And there's probably, you know, several thousand people listening to this who own more than 240 ounces.
And Bill, if we went to China, they claim they got what, 2,300 tons? That's what they claim?
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah. Bill, if we got in their vaults, not that we could, but if we got in their vaults, would we find 2,300 tons?
Yeah, you'd find that and many multiples of that. I actually did, I wrote an article, I think it was back in 2015 or 16, that on the back of an envelope, based on what had come through Shanghai over the years, and their production, which does not get sold outside of their borders. I could show you where they have 25,000 metric tons, and that was 6-7 years ago.
So, Bill, when this hits in a month, is it fair to say it's going to get really ugly for the dollar, and it's going to get really ugly for people that just hold paper-related assets related to the dollar?
Yeah, our standard of living is going to collapse because our standard of living is based on a fallacy that the dollar actually has intrinsic value, and its intrinsic value is zero. You know, the old saying, he who has the gold makes the rules, that's what's going to happen, is that the power has shifted. It's already shifted from west to east. And once this, you know, once this comes to pass, you know, what you're going to see is the power or the big stick of the West is gone. And you can see, you can also see that militarily.
Mm-hmm. Well, Norm Franz wrote a book, Money and Wealth in the New Millennium. Quote, gold is the money of kings. Silver is the money of gentlemen. Barter is the money of peasants, but debt, D-E-B-T, is the money of slaves, end quote.
That's exactly correct.
And that's where we are today, Bill.
Yes, we are the biggest debt monster in all of history.
Bill, I mentioned in your introduction that you are on the front line of what's happening on the ground as it relates to precious metals, physical precious metals, gold and silver sales and the like. Bill, where are we with, in our last couple of minutes here, where are we with the availability of gold and silver at this time, and where are we with the demand?
Availability, demand has normalized earlier in the year. I mean, even up until maybe 6 or 8 weeks ago, it was very difficult to source certain types of silver products, but premiums have come down. From what I can see is that demand has cooled off, you know, and the supply at this point is sufficient. But again, I'm looking at it from a retail standpoint, mm-hmm. and I mean, you could have one big trade. You could have, well, like last summer, a $50 million trade cleaned up all U.S. silver that there was. And almost all of the numismatic gold available at the time. So all you need to do is have one big trade of $500 million or $1 billion, and you'll see the shelves wiped clean like a grocery store before a hurricane.
Folks, you can follow the great Bill Holter at BillHolter, HOLTER.com. Bill, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. I thank you for your sage advice of keeping people ahead of that globalist constructed curve that ends in a brick wall with the shattering of people's freedoms, liberties, and financial future. Folks, you've been listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to our main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern, but you don't have to wait till next Sunday to hear our wonderful, priceless content. DaveJanda.com 24/7. Until next week, Dave Janda signing off. Dream big and dare to fail. Thanks for joining me today.